people have gotten pretty crazy over the game Among Us. I get the obsession to an extent, but I never believed just how far it would go. I have a bit of a gambling issue, I guess. For years, I played a lot of poker and sports betting and stuff like that. My favorite new thing to do, though, is betting on computer games. Among Us, to be more specific. That is what led me on the path towards a dark web forum where people arrange live cash games. You could make bets on guessing who the imposter was correctly or winning a game as imposter, all kinds of different stuff. After spending a good deal of time on there, I got pretty comfortable and sort of made a name for myself, even though I always avoided the scary stuff. Like the rumored games where people were betting pinky fingers and ears. One day, I received a very official-looking invite over the forum from some account inviting me to play this other user called Pazuzu and a high-stakes match arranged by them. Apparently, they said that only the best of the best played this guy, and it was a great honor to even be challenged. I was intrigued, to say the least, so I replied to the message. Their response came quickly, and seemed very formal once again. They began to lay out the terms of the match, and said upon winning, I would be awarded the highest honor anyone could receive in the community. All I needed to do was just win as the imposter 5 times in a row before my opponent could, which was like music to my ears. Being imposter was my jam. I ended up accepting, and a couple hours later, they sent me this little chat box modal, which showed the amount of imposter wins both Pazuzu and I had. Suddenly, I felt the intensity coming on strong. The matches lasted a while, considering most of the time when you play, you don't get to be the imposter. The other people I was playing were decent, but they weren't Among Us sharks or anything. I was constantly fooling them with simple little techniques, and before I knew it, I was neck and neck with Pazuzu, 4-4. We started a new game and I knew that if he won his and I didn't, it was probably over. So I made sure I played the game of my life. I subtly fooled player after player, making everyone else look sus in the emergency chat. I was doing everything right. It was a thing of beauty. And finally, when the match was over and I had won, I looked over at the chat box and saw that Pazuzu had lost his. I jumped out of my computer chair and shouted for joy, even though I didn't even know exactly what I was getting yet. Eagerly typing in the chat box, I asked what my prize was. It just said, "Thank you," when suddenly the power went out. I heard someone jostling the knob in my back door. I ran to grab my baseball bat from the front, but by the time I got there, it was too late. A large hooded man was standing there, holding the bat, and whacked me across the forehead with it. In a daze, I woke up on the floor in this dingy concrete room with no windows and a locked steel door. There was a note in front of me that read, "You'll play the game to the best of your ability. If you don't, we will be able to tell, and you will wish that you had." I noticed my hand was attached to a chain connected to a metal desk with a laptop on top. I got up and sat in the chair in front of it, and immediately tried figuring out a way to contact the police. Unfortunately, the computer was very restricted. It only allowed me to do 2 things. Go on Reddit and play Among Us. I needed to find people that would join the forum and eventually play me in Among Us. That way, after enough time, I would eventually find someone better than me. So if you know someone, anyone, who's good, please tell me who they are so I can message them. I need to get out of here. I can't stand this game anymore.